You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following recent political developments in the UK, I have had a look and put together a report into the character and state of Boris Johnson in 2022. The Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson, has announced his resignation from leading the Conservative Party after the BBC's Chris Mason broke the news late last night, New Zealand time. He stated outside of 10 Downing Street that he will remain as Prime Minister until a new party leader is elected in his place, which is a process that could conclude as late as their autumn. Johnson stated that he, quote, tried to persuade my colleagues that it would be eccentric to change governments when we are delivering so much, when we have such a vast mandate, and when we are really only a handful of points behind in the polls. But as we've seen, and at Westminster, the herd instinct is powerful, and when the herd moves, it moves, and my friends in politics, no one is remotely indispensable, unquote. The PM also claims that he will not introduce any new policies before he officially leaves, and that he will continue to push for the tasks that he and his government have already set out to complete. Supporting Ukraine's protection from its attack from Russia was particularly highlighted, as well as mentioning that any of the ongoing financial decisions that they are supposed to be working on right now will be reserved for the next elected minister. This is the culmination of days, weeks, and months of scandals facing the PM, most recently seeing the resignation of over 50 MPs from his cabinet over the past few days. This was more specifically due to the revelation that Johnson was aware of the allegations of sexual misconduct against MP Chris Pincher before appointing him as Deputy Chief Whip earlier this year. Johnson's career has been defined by controversies, such as making Islamophobic comments, misuse of donated cash, and his involvement in lockdown-breaking parties during the COVID-19 pandemic. Even now, in his final moments, Johnson has been causing mass frustration by refusing to allow an interim prime minister to take his place, with Scotland First Minister Nicola Sturgeon saying that the choice was unsustainable. It is beneficial to take a very brief look at the history of Johnson's leadership work, why he has succeeded in the past, and why he has failed. He originally came to the highest power in Parliament with the exit of Theresa May in mid-2019, primarily running on the platform to, quote, get Brexit done, unquote, with the backing of his Conservative Party. Before then, he served as Mayor of London from 2008 to 2016, as well as holding the role of Foreign Secretary during May's government, as well as various political roles before then. Although his beliefs and decisions were often met with criticism from the left, Johnson has cultivated himself a certain persona that made him a celebrity politician of sorts. He maintained an image where he consistently kept his hair unkempt and embraced any mistakes that he made. Events such as him getting stuck on a flying fox to celebrate Britain's first Olympic gold during the 2012 London Olympics turned his public perception to a strange but funny British everyman who couldn't do any real harm. However, this was a calculated move to sway the public into giving him more freedom to make ministerial changes without as much public backlash. Additional support was tripping up in his spearheading the conclusion of the Brexit saga, although many in the opposition have still criticised the decision to leave in the first place. However, the advent of the COVID-19 pandemic saw the true beginning of the end for Johnson's political career. The Conservatives implemented strong lockdown restrictions like the rest of the world in early 2020 due to the COVID pandemic, as well as various other times during the past 2.5 years. However, reports in early 2022 revealed several reports of parties taking place at the government headquarters, 10 Downing Street, during these restricted periods in a saga now known as Partygate. Staff were gathering without social distancing or masks several times during 2020 and 2021, despite other citizens' ability to access these gatherings being halted. Further inspections into these parties as a whole revealed major issues of a drinking culture throughout Downing Street, Senior civil servant Sue Gray's investigation into Partygate held the statement that steps must be taken to ensure that every government department has a clear and robust policy in place covering the consumption of alcohol within the workplace. This issue was the breaking point in the public perception of Johnson and caused mass tensions within the Conservative Party and the government as a whole. Even as Johnson's appointment of Chris Pincher as Deputy Chief Whip, with the knowledge of his sexual misconduct allegations, saw him lose tens of MPs, it is clear that this was the last straw after a series of issues. BFM spoke to UOA's Professor Stephen Hoadley for some commentary on Johnson's resignation. Although we couldn't do a recorded interview, Hoadley did provide us with the following statement. Quote, "It has been widely predicted that sooner or later he would have had to go, but the timing has been uncertain because Johnson scored points on being firm on Ukraine and also scored points on with his base on being firm on the exit from the EU. However, the majority of Britons don't agree with Brexit. They no longer have a voice on the matter. He's a great showman, and these three factors have prolonged his tenure in office. It was impossible to predict the timing of his resignation, but the more interesting issue is around his Tory MPs turning against him. Johnson won a vote of no confidence only a few weeks ago, but his party has since lost confidence in him as the leader of their party." Thank you to Stephen Hoadley for these comments. Many Conservative MPs have started to announce their candidacy for the leadership role coming up, and it's still unknown how we could really see the United Kingdom change over the next few weeks as this story continues to develop so quickly. All that we do know is that it is very unlikely that Boris Johnson will remain as the leadership of the country after being in the top job since mid-2019. To quote the now ex-Conservative Party leader and soon-to-be ex-Prime Minister of the United Kingdom himself during his resignation speech, to quote, "them's the breaks," unquote. Liam Hansen, 95BFM News.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.